I love my mother. She lives up in Boston, and I live here. And I wish I could say that I missed her, but she doesn't really give me the opportunity to, you know what I mean? Like, she calls me 15 times a day. But every time I go back, she loves to take me on these memory lane drive-bys, and they always start out very warm and inviting, and by the end, they're, like, morose and frightening, you know? And they always start with the parish. She's like, oh, you remember the parish, don't you? Nice memories there. You were baptized, confirmed. Oh, and here's the high school. Remember you got drunk and you knocked your front tooth out? You made your mother cry. Do you remember how you made your mother cry? And then it goes on to have something that has nothing to do with me. She's like, remember that guy got murdered over here? Yeah. They never found his torso. You and your sister were out late that night, but I didn't ask any questions. I love you unconditionally. Remember that.
This morning at WRJN, waking us up. A lot of people have done that song, by the way. There was a version by Samantha Fox that I just loved. It was, the same song, but it was a, 80s-style version of it. It was really good. I got to dig that up one of these days. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here, 6:09 on your Friday morning. You know what that means? It means tomorrow morning I sleep in. You know, I don't really sleep in on the weekends. So I still get up at 4:15, 4:30. For some reason, still get up. I had the weirdest thought that when I was sleeping, and I don't know why this came to my mind. I had a lot of dreams last night, and what couple of them I remember, which I don't like to do because they bother me if I remember them. But there's one that I really remember. I was wondering if they're going to bury me someday with my eyeglasses on. And when I woke up this morning, I was talking to my wife. I said, I had this thought that you had buried with your glasses on. Now, my parents, they didn't wear glasses. There's no photographs of them wearing glasses. I think my mother, for reading, may have worn one or two. But they wore glasses. And I haven't seen too many people in their caskets before the funeral. But I just wondered, are they going to bury me with my glasses someday? I don't know why I was thinking about that while I was sleeping. Maybe my dreams know something I don't know. That was kind of scary. All right, coming up later on this morning, we have a full half hour to talk to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Not only is he going to tell us what's opening up this weekend, a big monkey movie's opening up this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up. But He was at CinemaCon out in Las Vegas where they get the sneak previews of everything happening for the next year or two. And he's going to give us some inside information on what went on at CinemaCon. That's coming up at 7:30 this morning. Until then, it's just you and me. That's the way it should be, right? Yeah, just you and me together. All right. You know, how'd you start your day today? I assume you started your day if you're up and listening. Here are some ways you should never start your day. Don't wake up to an alarm. It causes immediate anxiety, so try something more soothing. Studies have found waking up to the radio much better. Now, we didn't pay them to say that. They just said it. Don't dive straight into emails. Reaching for your phone to read the news? All right, that's okay. But you shouldn't be checking your inbox as soon as you wake up like I do. Again, it's immediate stress, and you're not ready for problem solving just yet. Now, here are some good morning habits, all right? Focus on what you want to achieve for the day. Make a list when you wake up. It's a good way to organize your day and your thoughts. Start with some deep breathing. Meditation is good, but even just stopping to take a few deep breaths when you wake up can calm your mind and set you up for a good day. And look at something that makes you smile. Now, if you're sleeping with your spouse, you might want to look at your spouse. Notice how I said that. Think about hanging something on your bedroom wall that sparks joy, like a picture from a fun vacation or just a piece of art you really love. Visual reminders can put you in a good mood in the morning. You know, I love that idea. You know, I don't think we have any pictures on the wall in our bedroom. We have pictures everywhere else in the house. I don't think we did it on the wall in the bedroom, though. No, I don't think any photographs on there. We have some on our dresser, you know, hanging up around the mirrors. But all the photographs I have with my wife have good memories with me. She took one when I was really sick once. We were visiting someone in Florida, and I got very sick, and she took a picture of me. I don't want to see that picture. That was a horrible photo. Also, I can't get over that photo they took from my driver's license. Just terrible. Anyway, I don't want to see that either. With all the chaos happening in the world, the chance of world peace happening in the next century, probably 0%. Someone asked on the internet, what has a 0% chance of happening in the next 50 years? Here's what they said. Curing all genetic diseases. Teleportation. And someone said, my stove, my microwave, and my wall clocks all showing the same time on the clock. That's so true. You know, I plug in my VCR. Yes, I have a VCR in the living room. Because occasionally, and I can't remember the last time I ever put a videotape in there. It's been years, but there's a clock on it. So I leave it plugged in for the clock. And it never keeps right time. So between the clock on the VCR, the microwave clock, and the stove clock, they're all different times. So I use my cell phone clock because that's got the best time on it. Or on the cable when I'm watching TV, if you hit a button, you get the time on there. I'll use that too. But I don't know why I have that VCR plugged in because the time is always off on it. I might as well just unplug it and save a little electricity. A poll found the average person starts feeling aches and pains at what age do you think? 37. Our top three spots hurting right now. Legs, neck, shoulders. Oh, yeah, back. Oh, I don't know. My wife had back pain about a week ago. Hers went away. Now I got it. I think I caught it. 22% of us would give up social media to feel fewer aches and pains. This one's odd. 18% would give up cheese if they didn't feel aches and pains. I'll do that. 25% would give up coffee. Since I don't drink it, I'll give it up to feel no more aches and pains. 37. I didn't feel aches and pains at 37. Feeling them now. I didn't feel them at 37. All right. If you're stressed out at work and you need a vacation, ideally, don't go to a place just as stressful as work. A report just out on the world's most stressful tourist places. Here you go. Number one, Times Square in the heart of New York City. I don't know. I lived in New York. I found it very relaxing and peaceful to walk Times Square, and I did it occasionally. I just went to Times Square, walked around, looked at the people, you know, looked like a homeless person walking the streets. But I had a good time. I still like walking the streets of New York. I always say, to me, it was relaxing. The Hollywood Walk of Fame. I was only there once. I didn't find it stressful. I kind of liked it. Of course, I'm a big movie fan. Now, on the flip side, Lake Camassee in Switzerland, the most relaxing tourist spot on the planet. I think any place with a nice lake. I mean, you can go up north in Wisconsin, you know, in the Minocqua area, and find lakes up there. They are very relaxing because I've been up there. Very relaxing. I think all of northern Wisconsin is relaxing. I don't have a problem with anything up there. Very relaxing. We're planning a trip right now on the Great River Road in Wisconsin. We've done that before, but we want to, you know, I'm going to take my brother and my sister-in-law and get them out, you know, get them relaxed. They need some relaxation. And the Great River Road is a great place to go. Go to a supper club or two and just enjoy the drive along the Mississippi River. Yeah. So we're planning that trip. All right. Finally, more information about the TV show The Office spinoff series. Peacock's going to do this. It has the same mockumentary format and will take place in the same universe. Here are the official series descriptions. The mockumentary crew that immortalized Dunder Mifflin's Scranton branch is in search of a new subject when they discover a dying historic Midwestern newspaper and the publisher trying to revive it with volunteer reporters. You know, I can't remember any series. Well, there are a few spinoff series that did work. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, there were some that worked, like Maude, the Jeffersons, all spinoffs of All in the Family. That did work. Gomer Pyle was a good spinoff of the Andy Griffith Show, so that did work, too. I mean, there were some that work. But I hope it worked, because one of my favorite shows is The Office. Hey, enjoying your cup of coffee this morning? You're not alone. Right now, 67% of American adults are enjoying their coffee. As a matter of fact, 67% of American adults had coffee in the past day, more than any other beverage, including water, whether it be tap or bottled. That's up from 49% in 2004. Now, I've mentioned this before. I've never tasted coffee in my life. My wife doesn't drink coffee either, but I've never tasted it. I love the smell of coffee brewing in the morning. I woke up growing up, my mother used to always, and my mom and dad always brewed coffee first thing in the morning. I loved it, but I've never tasted it. For some reason, I just, you know, never came to me to taste. Odd but true, you won't find Santa Claus enjoying a Bud Light, at least in Ohio. It's illegal in the state of Ohio for Santa Claus to drink alcohol in ads. As a matter of fact, it's against the law for him to be in an alcohol ad in the state of Ohio. Now you do want to keep Santa Claus kind of, you know, family oriented. Although Bud Lights, I don't think they're. You know. Anyway, good morning. The forecast for today. I didn't get to the forecast yet. I should have gotten to it. Sunny, beautiful today with a high near 61. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows 49. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 60. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 74. Right now at Radio Park, cloudy and 47 degrees. There's going to be an aurora borealis visible. I got to find out exactly the time for it. I think it's this weekend. You'll be able to see the aurora. As far south as Alabama, so we should be able to see it. 619 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. The Beatles, the greatest rock and roll group in the history of music. Did I just say that? And I mean it, too. They are the greatest ever. The Beatles. 622 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high near 61 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 49. Sunny with a high near 60 tomorrow. Sunny Sunday with a high near 74. What a weekend, huh? All right. I like it. Radio Park temperature right now, 47 degrees with cloudy skies. And coming up this morning, about a little over an hour from now, we're going to talk about what's coming out at the movies this weekend. A big, big summer blockbusters opening up today. Actually, opened up last night. I think they open up on Thursday nights now. It'll be opened up wide today. And we're going to find out what happened at CinemaCon out in Las Vegas. This is where all the exhibition the theaters that exhibit movies, I was going to call them exhibitionists. I grabbed it back before I said it, and I said it anyway. All the exhibitionists, all the exhibitors go out to Las Vegas to find out what movies are coming out and what new things in, you know, theater technology. And Brett Hoffman was out there spying for us, and we'll have the results coming up shortly. Right now, 624 at WRJN Radio. What a weekend coming up. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be just gorgeous. Love it. All right, two airlines that fared the best in a J.D. Power customer satisfaction survey, Delta and Southwest. Now, unless I'm mistaken, didn't they just have things fall off their airplanes in mid-flight? Didn't Delta have a door fall off? And I thought Southwest or one of those airlines had a... I know Southwest was involved in something. They had the emergency chute fall off and fell off and somebody's washed up on somebody's backyard or something. And that's the best. They fared the best. When the number one airline in customer satisfaction had a door fall off the plane in mid-flight, how bad are the other airlines? They voted them the best. So in the last 2 days, here's what happened with the airlines. Last 2 days, a jet, it was a FedEx jet, no passengers, just a pilot and co-pilot on it carrying packages. The nose gear didn't work. So they landed the plane. And there were sparks flying everywhere because there was no nose gear. So they probably ruined the whole front of the plane. That was 2 days ago. Yesterday, there was a plane crash. It was at the airport. And the plane was in flames and everybody had to use the emergency chute. Luckily, it didn't fall off the plane. They had to use the emergency chute to get off. And what am I going to tell you? I'm not flying anytime soon. And what really gets me is some of these planes are Boeing planes. I think all of them are. And, you know, they're still investigating in that door that fell off from Boeing. Meanwhile, Boeing is putting a rocket ship into space with two people on it. They had trouble the other day. They didn't launch it. They were all set to go, and they realized there was something wrong. It wasn't the door. The door was going to stay on. It was something else. I don't know. Boeing's record right now is kind of scary. I don't know if I'd get in one of their spaceships going up there. At least I'd try the door in the emergency chute before I went up in one of their planes. Celebrity news. Martin Lawrence announcing his first stand-up tour in 8 years. Kate Hudson. She claims she sees dead people. Like that kid in The Sixth Sense. Remember that? And Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie. Remember they had that TV series? I forget what it was. It wasn't my cup of tea, but they had a TV series. Anyway, I guess they both need some money. They're doing a new reality series. I don't know if they're yesterday's news or not. I'm not quite sure. The number one thing moms want for Mother's Day. That's coming up this Sunday, by the way, Mother's Day. Quality time with you. Yeah, right. 44% of mothers say they want quality time with their children the most, but only 29% of people actually spend time with their mothers on Mother's Day. So, oh, I wish I could spend time with my mom. My mom's gone, but I just wish I could spend... Listen, one more Mother's Day with her. They always say that. One more Mother's Day. So I say this to you, if your mom's still around, enjoy Mother's Day with your mom. Because someday you might regret you didn't. So enjoy Mother's Day. All right. Are you a snoop? Half of people have secretly checked their partner's Facebook page. One in five have gotten into an argument over what they found. The main things we're looking for are who their partner's talking to, what they've been doing, and seeing who they were out with. I don't think I've ever check any of my wife's Facebook or any. I don't think I do. No, I know I don't. I don't think I do. I know I don't. I don't check anything up on her. I don't think that's fair to check up on people. I don't like that. There's a photo going viral that might show what happened to all your missing socks. A landlord opened up the bottom panel of a washing machine, found it packed with socks. So now we know what's going on with them. Are you a fibber? 27% of people in a new survey claim they never lie. That's a lie right there. Another 18% said they lie about once a year. 14% said every couple of months. 18% said a couple times a month. 11% said multiple times a week. 6% said once a day. Another 6% said several times a day. You know when we lie? I'll tell you when we lie. We lie when we say something. Hey, it's good to see you. And you know it's not good to see them. So that's a lie. All right. That's good. All right, the average American's couch, 6 years old, and has $1.55 hidden in the cushions. It's been napped on 36 times, cried on 17 times, and has been through 21 sick days. Have a seat. We have a couch here in the lobby. You know what? I never did this. I don't think anybody ever did it. I'm going to check it, see if there's any money down there. Sometimes our guests sit there and wait. Maybe they drop stuff in the couch. I don't know. I'm going to check it out in a few minutes. I never thought about it before, but I'm going to do it now. Hey, good morning. It's good to have you with me. 629 WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us on what's going to be a sunny day with a high near 61. 47 degrees right now and cloudy at Radio Park. Thanks for being here. WRGN, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Do you think that in Europe that Miles Davis is known as Kilometer Davis? Sponges grow in the ocean. That kills me. I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be if that didn't happen. I can levitate birds, but nobody cares. It's a good thing there's gravity, otherwise when birds die, they just stay right up there. Hunters would be all confused. I took a lie detector test. No, I didn't. I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
Thank you. can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Oh, for once in my life, yeah, somebody that
can Steve Lee. Stevie Wonder. What was I saying? It's 638 WRJN. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Sunday today, highs near 61. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 49. Sunshine tomorrow and Sunday, too, with a high near 60. 74 degrees the high on Sunday. Right now, it's sunny and 47 degrees at Radio Park. 638 WRJN. Time for the news this morning. See what's going on. We have Stuart J. Waterles, our news director, keeping an eye on things from our news center this morning. If your My Chart app is out, it's likely due to the attack on Ascension's network. The healthcare network says they first detected unusual network activity on Wednesday. The system outage resulted in the interruption of some patients' scheduled medical procedures. An Ascension spokesperson says they have told the police and are assessing the severity of the situation, the number of patients impacted, and whether sensitive information was compromised is not known. Crystal Kizer has made a guilty plea. The now 23-year-old was in Kenosha County Court yesterday and made the plea to a reduced charge of second-degree reckless homicide. The plea stemmed from an incident in 2018 where Kizer was accused of shooting 34-year-old Randall Vollard, setting his house on fire, and taking his car. Kizer claims Vollard sexually assaulted her and other teenage girls. The case gained national attention. And after nearly three decades of public service and having served in Mount Pleasant since 1998, Chief Matt Sowens is retiring. The Mount Pleasant Police Department says the chief's last day is today. He began his career with the department on the second shift patrol, was promoted to captain in 2017, and appointed as the police chief in 2019. Chief led an implementation of body cameras within the department and establishment of a wellness program for staff. Those are the stories to which A. Waddle's keeping an eye on this morning here at WRJN Radio. He'll have news at the top and the bottom of the hour, so we'll keep you updated throughout the day today here at WRJN. It's 6:40 coming up this morning at a little after 7:30, is Brent Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We'll find out what's opening at the theaters, a big blockbuster, a monkey movie, opening up at theaters today. And also, will tell us what happened at CinemaCon out in Las Vegas recently. He got the sneak peek on the newest technology and the newest movies that are coming out for the next year or so. He'll fill us in on those. Hey, before you get to Facebook right now, and before you get to a Facebook fight this morning as well, ask yourself why you're doing it. Are you really going to convince anybody on Facebook of anything? And if you do comment, just don't spew hate. Try to be okay. It's not always having the last word. The worst Facebook fights are the ones that never end because both people want the last jab. You know, I used to read some of the posts. I never posted anything in those fights because they're not going to change anybody's mind. And people are nuts about the stuff they're commenting about. So I used to enjoy reading the fights. And then it got real stupid where people just said, oh, yeah. Well, your guy's terrible. That's what Facebook has come down to. Oh, yeah. Your mother wears combat boots. That's about what it's come down to on Facebook. 44% of people say they've gotten revenge on a coworker. That includes everything from spreading a rumor about them to getting them fired. All right, true story. I won't mention the guy's name because he's now a minister at a church. But when I first got started in radio, I was given the overnight shift full-time at a radio station. I was about 19, 20 years old, maybe 19. Anyway, from part-time, I went to full-time. And with that came benefits and everything else. It was really nice. I was only 19 years old, 20 years old. But there was another guy who wanted that job. He wanted it real badly. And he's a little older than I was, not much older, maybe about 5 years older than me. He wanted the job real badly. So he had all his friends send in postcards to the program director. Now, this was 1973, around there, 73, 74, somewhere around there. Send in postcards to get rid of me, that I'm no good, that they won't listen to the station anymore. Now, keep in mind, this was from midnight to 6 a.m. I was on. They won't listen to the station anymore. And all these postcards came in. So the program director called me up to his office and said, read these. And I said, they're all the same. Yeah, they are. And they all were mailed like on the same day. So this guy got all his friends to send in that stuff. So the program director called him in and he fessed up. He said, yeah, I told him to send those in. and I apologize. And he really did. I think he sincerely apologized. He realized it was a stupid move. And I don't think they ever hired him full-time. Oh, yeah, they did. When I got promoted to afternoons, they did hire him full-time for overnights. Well, he's on our radio station Facebook page, and I see him there a lot. And his picture is, he's a minister. He's wearing the collar and everything. I wish I can talk to his congregation and say, let me tell you what this man did once. But he did try to get rid of me. Didn't work. But the program director knew, all the postcards said basically the same exact thing, and they all came in like the same time. So he knew it was the fix was in. But that's terrible to get people fired from their job. A survey found the top five conversational buzzkills that can crush your chances of a date. All right, number one, negativity. Talking too much. That's tough with me because I do talk too much. It's just one of those. If I hear radio people don't like silence. We can be in deep conversation. We hear silence on the radio, and we all turn our heads because that's just the way we were raised. Bringing up conversational topics, maybe controversial ones, using cheesy one-liners. Hey, I see your dad. What was that? I had a whole list of these cheesy things. Oh, your father's a thief. He stole the moon and the stars and put him in your eyes. How about that cheesy one-liner? I never used any of those much. Using big words to seem smart. My dad used to look at the dictionary once a night and have us memorize a new word. And I learned a lot of big words like vociferous, loquacious. And there were other words I just memorized. Now, he said, I'm going to tell you the longest word in the English language. Memorize it. Like it ever comes up in conversation. That longest word is pneumono ultramicroscopic syllabovolcano coniosis. That's the longest word in the English language. And my father had my brother and I memorize it. I don't know what for. But every night we had to learn a new word. And if he said something at the table, he said, do you know what that word means? And my brother and I, we said, yes. He goes, what does it mean? And we didn't know, of course. We had to go up the stairs, get this big dictionary, the hernia edition, where, backache carrying it down. And we had to look up the word. And that's how I learned my vocabulary from my dad at the dinner table. A new word a night. Some words, we knew. Some weren't that big. But I remember vociferous and loquacious, he taught us. And by the way, vociferous is loud and loquacious is kind of loud and annoying. Somehow I remembered those words. All right, what's the best day of the week to have a birthday? 43% say Saturday. 16% said Friday. 0% said Monday. Mine's coming up on Memorial Day weekend, but I think it's after the holiday this year. I don't think it's, usually it was like on Memorial Day, my birthday. I thought the worst time to have a birthday is Christmas Day. Yeah. My grandmother's birthday and my father-in-law's birthday, my ex-father-in-law, they were both on December 25th. My daughter's birthday's around Christmas, and relatives used to say, oh, here, this is for Christmas and your birthday. You know it wasn't, all right? they just cheaped out. It happens sometimes with relatives, cheapskates. All right, a recent poll looked at the top brands that remind us of our childhood. You ready? Nintendo. Well, it's not my childhood because I wasn't around with computers when I was a kid, but Nintendo, Lego, Play-Doh. I can still smell, if I think about Play-Doh, that smell of that Play-Doh. I can still do it from when I was, a little kid. We used to play with Play-Doh. Hot Wheels, Monopoly. People still play that today. Disney. I think everybody grew up on Disney. I mean, since the 1930s, everybody grew up on Disney because they were around with Cinderella back, the 30s? Snow White, rather. I think in the 30s. Kool-Aid. Yeah, remember that big, remember the TV commercial with the big Kool-Aid pitcher? Hi, remember, I'm Kool-Aid. Yeah, that big pitcher with the face on it. Mattel Toys. Yeah. I grew up also with Remco and Hasbro. Remember that? Yeah, I remember those names. Nerf. Oh, here, Hasbro is number 10. Yeah, Mattel Toys. Still, Mattel and Hasbro, I think, are still around, are they not? Pretty sure they are. All right, here are a few more that made the top 25. Slinky. My stepson just, my son just got us a Slinky. Got my wife a Slinky. for the holidays last year. Toys R Us. Now, I think they're coming back as kiosks inside other stores. But the standalone stores, I think, are all gone now. Silly Putty. Remember that? You used to get the Sunday comics, and you used to push the Silly Putty in there, and it copied the ink onto your Silly Putty. McDonald's, still around, obviously. Ice Pops, Big Wheels, Fruit Roll-Ups, Milton Bradley. There's another game title, another game manufacturer. Yeah. Lincoln Logs, we used to play with those. Used to be these brown logs with little cutouts in them, and you can build stuff with them. That was fun. I wouldn't mind Lincoln Logs again. I think that would be nice therapy for me when I get out of here. And Super Soakers. Now, I never had one of those, but yeah, we had something called the blooper at my six-year-old birthday. You filled it up with water, you pumped air, and now it blew this big plastic thing into someone's face and covered them with water. All right. It happens. All right, sunshine today with a high near 61. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 49 tonight. Beautiful weekend. Get ready to enjoy it. Sunny with a high near 60. Sunny, highs near 74 on Sunday. Right now at Radio Park, it's sunny. Beautiful morning. We're nearing 50 degrees. That's nice. And we have an aurora borealis coming up this weekend. I'll check it out. I'll get exactly where it is. If we have a clear sky, it could be good news. I'm Don Rosen, WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed. On your Friday morning. I love saying Friday. Friday's my favorite day of the week, especially when I get off, because I can, if I wanted to, my wife won't let me, but if I wanted to, I can lay around all weekend and do nothing. Now, I have the chance of doing that. She's not going to let me do it, but if I did, hey, always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved ones with care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Don't forget, we got a pancake breakfast this weekend. Yes, the pancake breakfast and pancake egg sausage. They got the whole works there. It's the EAA chapter 838 at Batten Field. It's tomorrow, 8 a.m. till noon. Adults $10, children $5. The money's going for scholarships for people that want to get into aviation, young people. What a great idea. We had them in the studio with us here. And the people making the breakfast will be the roller derby team. I forget the name of the team, but the Racine's roller derby team. The young ladies will be making breakfast. So that'll be good. Yeah, I got a ticket for that. I love breakfast. All right, it's time for Odd But True. Only one player has ever died from an injury during a Major League Baseball game. It happened a long time ago in 1920. Ray Chapman of the Cleveland Indians was hit in the head with a pitch. He died 12 years later. I should say 12 hours later. The first Sega has the longest lifespan of any video game console. The Sega Master System came out in 1986. And believe it or not, it's still being produced in Brazil by a company that bought the rights, and they even make new games for it. Wow. All right, I mentioned the Aurora Borealis. I looked it up. And according to the Space Weather Prediction Center, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, this is what they say. It's tonight and tomorrow, the Aurora Borealis, and it looks like, according to this, we missed it. We're not in the range. It looks like the entire United States is right on the cusp of seeing it. They do have a red line going through northern Wisconsin, but for us, the likelihood is not good. Now, that's tonight. Tomorrow night, it's a different story. Tomorrow night, it's covering a lot of Wisconsin. But we're in the red line. We're not in the green zone. We're not in the red zone. We have a red line going through Wisconsin, and that's good. So you should be able to see it tomorrow night. Now, I let me look up tomorrow night's forecast real quickly here for you. So we, I just want to make sure we have a nice night tomorrow night. And so Saturday night, clear sky. We should be able to see the Aurora Borealis. I think you have to get away from the city lights, though, when you do that. If you're too close to city lights. My wife and I wanted to see the Parade of Planets. I think this was back in February or early March. Yeah, somewhere around there. It was cold out. I remember that. So we couldn't see it around here. Too many lights. Light pollution, they call it. So we went out to Yorkville, just past the observatory. Went out to Yorkville. And we pulled down this rural road where there's a lot of farms out there. We pulled down the road, and it parked in someone's driveway. And I said, let me knock on their door just so they know where it's sitting in their driveway, because the road was like a one-and-a-half-lane road. I couldn't park on the road. So I knocked on their door. They weren't home. I noticed the camera, though, and I spoke to the camera. I said, hi, we're going to use your driveway just to see the Parade of Planets. Do you mind? We'll just be sitting here. And that was the dumbest thing I could have done. Because now if something's wrong, they say, well, we got the culprit. Keith Morrison from Dateline says, do you have video? Yeah, here he is talking to my camera, telling me he's parking in my driveway. So we did park in the driveway and sat on the hood of our car, and we watched the Parade of Planets, where all nine planets were lined up. Actually, eight. Pluto's not a planet anymore. So we had all the planets lined up, and we were able to see most of them, because some were on the horizon just as the sun was going down, so we didn't get to see all of them. But I love that kind of stuff. And a person I used to work with, she posts on her Facebook page every time a satellite's going overhead, or you know, anytime there's something going on with the planet, she posts it. So we're always, you know, ready for it. She likes that kind of stuff. Starlink. She posts the Starlink stuff. And we're able to see satellites go over our house. We had the space station went over, and you can hear it. You hear it going as it goes over your house. If you're looking for it and you have your ears opened up, you can actually hear it at night going over your house. You see the satellites out there. If you go to the Starlink website, they list all the times you can see the satellites and everything. Yeah. It's 6:58 WRGN. We have news at the top of the hour. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us today. Sunny with a high near 61. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Lows around 49. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 60. And tomorrow night, you should be able to see the Aurora Borealis, a clear sky. I don't like that. Sunny Sunday with a high near 74. Right now, 47. And sunny at Radio Park.